Hi, Royals fans. This is J.J. Piccolo. The University of Kansas Health System is the official health care provider of the Kansas City Royals. Get the major league care you deserve at kansashealthsystem.com/royals.
Webster defines trivia as bits of information that are of little value. Webster never played Stump the Chumps, a Kansas City institution for a quarter century. Stump the Chumps. And here they are, Soren Petro, Pete Enoch, Todd Lebo, and Curtis Siebold.
Almost.
Close enough. What you've got is Todd Lebo, Curtis Siebold. Shane Summers. You didn't even look at me. You look at me in the eye when I talk to you, young man.
I thought you were going to make fun of me, honestly.
I never would. And Pete Enoch.
That's going to happen, probably.
Pete, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine, Todd, and yourself?
We're doing great. We're having a fun time. Soren's enjoying his vacation. Well, I hope. I hope he's enjoying
his. Sure
I told
he
him last week, I said, damn it, you need to enjoy this vacation.
Oh, he will. He will.
He better be.
He has good deal.
I haven't seen the weather okay down there. They're getting some good beach time. I think it's good.
I believe so.
I keep seeing tragic weather things happening everywhere, but it's not down there, so they're good.
I know one thing. When I had my house down there, I never went down the summer.
Hot.
Humble brag there, Pete.
No, thank you.
Pete's like, I got a house down there. I got a house in Estes.
Now, my house at the Hamptons.
Are you familiar with Homeowners Association dues?
Yes.
My place in Fort Myers, the Homeowners Association dues got up to $980 a month.
That's a bit high.
Place had to go.
Wow.
Space had to go, yeah. Well, it was for tennis and golf and everything, and I'm not exactly Lou Hode, and I'm certainly not Jack Nicklaus, so, I mean, no. We got to sell this place.
Yeah. Sell it.
Got to get out of here.
Well, you know, you can't have so many properties everywhere.
Fort Myers is a great place to have a home, though.
Yeah.
God, it's super down there.
Ugh. I'll take someone's word. I'm in no hurry to spend any time in
Florida. You would really like Fort Myers, though.
I'm going to need a minute. Steven just sent me a picture of his pillow fort. I'm going to need a minute. I shouldn't have looked at that while we're doing this damn radio show. Here's what I'm going to need help. Listen, interns in there.
Yep.
Okay? Y'all got to keep score. I'm not going to do very well at this. So which one of you knows what you're doing?
Oh, boy.
By the way, neither one of you has a pencil or a pen, I promise you, right? I've told you already, y'all should have a damn pen in your pocket. They got to keep score because we're going to have a consensus here on what the score is because I'm going to try, but I'm not very good.
We know where I'm going to be.
It's the only one for each one. So what we're going to do is when we get around this, we'll say, everyone, what do y'all think the score is? And we'll take the average because that's probably what it's going to be. It's not going to be super accurate. All right. Who is ready for this competition to start? Because I go first now. You guys ready? I like my first question, not the one that I just figured out during the break. This is a good one. This is a good one. I think there is something for everyone in this. All right. Eric Hosmer is returning to Kansas City tonight.
Heard of him?
As a member of the Boston Red Sox. I want you to tell me a player who has hit at least 10 home runs for both the Royals and the Red Sox. There are six men who have done this.
Curtis.
Johnny's Damon. Ding.
Oh, boy.
Shane. Andrew Benintendi.
Good job, Shane. One of them's a long time ago, and the others are kind of, you know, whenever
Curtis.
Ago. Yeah.
George Scott?
Did not.
Oh.
Pete, one of these is like I think might have been an original Royal or very.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That long ago. Way back.
Huh. Bob Oliver?
Buzz. All right, I'll give you a hint on that guy. First and last name, both three letters.
Wow.
Hmm?
First and last
Lou
name.
Lou Lau?
No.
No. I'm just kidding.
There's no jokes in this thing,
Pete.
Well,
I'm not going to get it anyway.
All right.
First and last name, three letters?
I'm going to give you another hint. One of these people you hear on the Border Patrol every Friday morning.
Oh, Shane.
Yeah?
Mike McFarland.
Oh, dude.
There you go. One of them was a fine player for some bad Royals teams.
I believe this will get it for Curtis.
I
already said Damon.
I will give this. Curtis will definitely get this. This hint is this is the lifetime batting average leader for the Royals. If he, just Curtis, as games as the Royals.
Jose Offerman.
Jose Offerman, who I don't remember being a Red Sox, but apparently was for long enough to get at least 10 home runs. So you got two guys left. Three letters, first name, last name, from a long time ago, and then a guy who was...
Pete, you should... this is the name. This is would be in your wheelhouse. Joe Foy?
Joe Foy.
Oh, Christ.
I know he played for the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Yes, he
did. Yeah, that's where they got it. Yeah,
oh,
yeah they traded for him.
And the last guy, you guys know, this is bad Royals.
Yeah, another hint?
Let me give a hint. I'll take a guess.
I don't really have a good hint for it.
Coco Crisp?
I'll
ding.
Oh,
Buzz.
Wow.
No, Buzz.
Oh,
Buzz. Nice. But I said the wrong thing.
Oh, Buzz.
It was Buzz.
Okay. I'll concede, but...
Mike Avilas.
Oh, dude.
Oh, I forgot.
Wow.
I didn't have a good hint for Mike Avilas.
I think I might get zero today.
So we got two and two, right?
I got two.
Curtis and Shane.
I got three. I got Damon.
Okay.
I got
three. We did it.
We got Curtis at three, according to
I got George Scott's number.
Yeah.
The one of only two players to wear zero for the Royals.
Is that your question?
I'm upholding this.
That's not your question for this, right?
Okay. Till Terrence Gore, he was the only player ever to wear zero for the Royals. All right, this is a Royals question, though.
Royals question.
Eight players have played at least 700 games for the Royals without making the postseason with them.
Shane.
Whit Merrifield.
Lebo.
Todrick.
John Damon.
Johnny Damon.
Lebo.
Pete. I mean, Todd.
Carlo Beltran,
795.
Lebo. How about Joe Randa?
Joe Randa is the all-time leader, 1,019 games. There's four left. Pete, one's in your era.
That doesn't help me. in 77. Didn't they make
76 was the first
76
one.
76 was the first. One of those. And you say how many games?
700.
Well, Lebo, Mike Sweeney.
Nope.
Oh, because he
did. I don't think he played 700 games.
Oh, he didn't play 700. He's hurt too much. I want you to check the math on that.
Oh, wait a minute. You might
boy.
Be right.
Damn, oh, boy.
Yeah, Sween Dog. It's number nine. Sorry, my bad.
Stuck now.
Who's the old player? Lebo, Eli Rodriguez.
Nope.
Buzzer.
One guy's name has been said in this segment.
Who did you say, Pete, as a joke that I didn't get?
No. One guy's name may have been an answer to your question.
Lebo?
Todrick?
Mike McFarland,
890.
Three left. One guy was in the 70s, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'll try. I don't think he played enough, but... Lebo, Jermaine Dye?
Nope.
No, I didn't get that.
David DeJesus?
Shane.
Two more.
One's old and one's
if they
the
don't,
other.
If they don't get the older guy, I'm going to take a crack at that one.
What is another guy who's...
One guy played 80s into 90s, and the guy played 60s into 70s. So barely. He was on the original Royal.
He was on the 69 squad.
Lebo. Kevin Seitzer. Yeah.
741. One left.
The old guy. I don't know it.
Not Mo Drabowski.
These are all position players. Not one pitcher's done it. They're all position players.
Ed Kirkpatrick?
Nope.
I'm done.
He doesn't know. I don't know.
With exactly 700 games
played.
Hold on.
Well, hold on.
Give me initials so I can get one today.
LP.
Yeah. That's.
Oh, I almost guessed that.
What is it?
LP.
Shane? Lou Piniella?
Played exactly 700 games.
I didn't know he played that many years.
Thanks for listening
either.
To me on that one, Curtis. Yeah. I appreciate you.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Did I get it off?
How about that?
Yeah, I guess he got that. Give Shane the credit.
That long.
I didn't think he played that long either.
I thought he did.
I was going to name him right off the bat. He played for the Yankees in many, many playoffs.
What do you think the score is right now? What do we got? 6-3-5?
Don't know, but I should have one because I was already
ready
to guess Lou Piniella.
You don't get that, Adam.
Completely ignored me on that one.
6-3-5. Is that correct, guys? 6-3-5?
I will add that the shot clock buzzer had sounded before by the time Shane said Lou Piniella.
Shane's a guest. We're going to give him that.
All right.
Okay. 6-3-4. Okay. What's up, Shaney?
All right. Oh, he's got his questions hidden.
Come on out. All right. 11 quarterbacks have started a game for the Kansas City Chiefs franchise in their playoffs. Can you name them?
Lebo?
Enoch. Try it again.
Patrick Mahomes?
Once.
QBs and the Chiefs, yes.
Dawson.
Correct.
I got one. I'm done.
What was the question again?
Quarterbacks Lebo. To start for the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Alex Smith.
Yes.
Curtis.
Yes.
Bill Kenny.
No.
Lebo.
Yes.
Elvis Grbach.
Yes. One.
Lebo.
Curtis.
Yes.
You're first.
Matt Cassell.
Yep.
Curtis. Steve DeBerg.
Correct. There is 5 left.
Curtis.
Yep.
Todd Blackledge.
Correct.
If somebody had to start that god awful game 86.
Lebo. Mike Livingston didn't start a game, did he?
Is that your answer?
Yeah, sure.
No.
Okay.
I was going to throw that one.
Lebo, Trent Green.
Correct. I was like, my goodness. Three more.
Wow. Curtis.
Yeah.
Dave Craig.
Correct.
Lebo, Joe Montana.
Correct. I was like, my goodness. You're missing one.
There's one more?
There's one more.
Jackie Lee?
No.
Ooh.
Incorrect.
Oh, I thought it might have been Lee.
This was when they were Houston, though.
I said Kansas City Chiefs franchise. Okay. It said Dawson started in 62, 66, 68, 69, and 71. I checked every game to see who started in the playoffs.
Okay, and I got to think here. Right.
There's one more.
Curtis. Steve Bono.
I was going to say.
Steve Bono.
There you go. That's all of them.
One and done. I actually think he did. He may have started.
By the way, if the Chiefs make the playoffs and Mahomes starts, he's already titling Dawson for most seasons starting. Some.
Yeah, he's a good player.
I guess so.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Don't tell anybody.
What do you think the score is now, guys? What are you guys counting back there? We got anything? Just make sure we're right. I think I have 12 to 7 for Curtis, to 5 for Shane, to 1 for Pete. Does that sound about right?
About right.
We'll check it in the end. We're right on. All right, Pete, what do we got?
Okay, probably the most famous trivia recipient of all time, which you guys haven't heard of, probably. But anyway, there's one answer. There's three parts to this question, and they're all the same answer. I want to know who this man is. He's the first man to ever bat against Babe Ruth. He's the first man ever to go to the plate with a number on his back. He's the first ex-baseball player to ever become a radio play-by-play announcer. Who is this man?
Oh, wow.
You get 3 points for this one. One answer.
So he's playing in the teens.
What's that?
He was playing in the teens then? Late teens, early 20s?
Yeah, 20s. Yeah. If it's any consolation, your hint is against Ruth, he got a single with a 1-2 count.
With his number on his back, too.
Him off.
First man to have a number on his back to bat in a ball game.
I'm going
to
take a shot of the dark, say Ty Cobb.
Nope. Ty Cobb never had a number.
Okay.
Lebo.
Try and pull the announcer.
Charlie Gehringer.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm
going to say Mickey Cochran.
Nope. Mickey's a little too old.
No, that's true.
Young.
I think you got us, Pete.
Lebo, let's try.
One more.
Let's try Buck Weaver.
Buck Weaver, that's good.
But not good enough.
Oh. Yeah. I thought you had
this man's name is Jack Graney, G-R-A-N-E-Y.
Wow.
Jack Graney.
But, I mean, you got to admit, those are three
pretty amazing things.
Not bad. Yeah.
Not bad.
Any one of those three would be
all right, worthy. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 answers. I'm feeding you. Who's hungry? You guys hungry?
Yes.
All right, since 1970, we're not going back all the way, since I was alive, 1970. I want you to name me someone who won the Heisman Trophy for what is currently a Big 12 school or a future Big 12 school that we know about.
Shane.
Yep.
Sam Bradford.
Ding.
Shane.
Yep.
Oh, Jason White.
Jason White, yeah.
Shane. And it goes Detmer, was he?
Detmer. Nice Detmer. Shane. There you go.
Vince Young.
Vince Young did not win the Heisman.
Now what, since when?
70.
Damn it. Billy Vessel's a little long in the tooth, isn't he?
Too old. I didn't go too old.
Okay. Shane.
Yep.
Ricky Williams.
Ricky's Williams.
Enoch White.
You already said that one.
Oh, we already said it. Okay.
Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you said current or going to be. Hold on.
Current or going to be.
A kid from Nebraska.
They're not in the league anymore.
I had a Nebraska.
Oh, that's right. They ought to be in the league.
This is there's some easy ones here.
I know.
I'm sure.
Billy Sims.
Billy Sims? I'm not keeping track of score here. You guys are really going to lean on here.
Badly failing here.
Yeah.
1970.
Badly failing.
Johnny Rogers?
No. Oh, no. He's in
hell.
Nebraska. He's not in Nebraska.
What the hell am I doing?
All right, I'll give you a hint. A couple of them are really kind of recentish and still hanging around.
Shane. Kyler Murray. Shane. Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
It's all over.
All right, I think I have four more.
Destroyed.
One in the 70s, one in the 80s, one in the 90s, one in
Shane. Yep. Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders. Never heard of him.
Shane. Yeah. Thurman Thomas?
Nope.
Oh, okay, so I got two.
I'm getting cooked here.
So that was the 80s one. So you said.
Yeah, there's a 70s and there's a, I think, a 90s. And there's a 2010s.
A 90s?
Yeah.
Shane.
Yeah.
Robert Griffin III.
RG3. Oh, wow. Shane is on fire right now.
Really dude.
Tough. So 70s.
Come on,
and
give
90s.
Me the 70s. Pete?
70s?
Give me a school. Hell.
Shane. Earl Campbell.
You just stole that from Pete? No, I make a damn horn signal to him, and you take it from him? He stole from you, Pete. Reach over and smack him.
No, he's
all right, the hint
me.
On the other guy, it's a future Big 12 school. Set some records. Throwing that ball around. Might have run and shoot a little bit.
The
other guy from that school.
Go ahead. I got it, but I'll let him...
I can't think of his name.
Don't wear.
You're doing a really good
out.
Job.
Play for the Lions. Don't wear yourself out.
Andre Ware. There we go.
I couldn't even think of his name.
Are we even, Pete?
Yeah, Curtis. That's very disappointing.
Andre,
did you get like 10 of those?
I got 9.
What is Shane score now, guys?
70.
14 for Shane.
Wow. And I got Pete with 2. Curtis is still with 7.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. Pete has 3 now.
Pete has 3.
Yeah. He got 3, and I have 12. Is that right?
I need everyone.
Okay.
Trust me.
Curtis.
Curtis has 7. How many did you say for Todd?
12. Yeah.
All right. 8 players not named Barry Bonds have won 3 MVP awards. Name them.
Enoch.
Bate.
Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra.
Shane.
Shane.
Pujols.
Albert Pujols. Six more.
When did they start giving that award out?
Enoch.
Lebo.
Did Mantle win 3?
Mickey Mantle. Yeah.
Lebo.
Todrick.
So they started giving out in what year?
In the
30s. It's been a long time
31.
For that. But not there's no Babe Ruth and all that stuff
right.
there.
No.
Lebo. Willie Mays?
Nope.
Shane. Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron.
Nope. Not Frank Robinson.
Dang it.
Still 5 left.
5 left.
I'm ready for hints now.
2,
I'm not
gonna... 2 older. 70s into 80s.
And they gave us out in the 30s, was that right?
Yeah, one guy was, no, I would say these guys were big in the 40s and 50s, the first two.
Lebo.
Todrick.
This is very risky here. I'm picking between two guys. Ted Williams?
Nope.
Didn't get any.
Shane DiMaggio?
No, not Joe DiMaggio. One in the 70s and 80s. One guy in the 90s and aughts. One guy is active.
I'm embarrassed. I struck out so quick there.
Trout?
Mike Trout.
Oh, jeez. Mr. Forgetful.
He knows all the new stuff.
So I got one last guess. I'm going to guess, and then I think I'm buzzed out. Reggie Jackson?
Nope.
Yeah, he's Mr. October.
Now I'm open for hints.
Yeah.
All right. One guy plied his trade in this state. Oh, sorry. In the state of Missouri. I forgot him in Kansas.
Oh, yeah. Musial. Enoch.
Stan Musial.
Yeah. That's your 40s guy.
One guy. We have a catcher, a third baseman, and a shortstop.
Enoch. Enoch, Johnny Bench?
Nope.
I'm out.
Oh, okay. You have
he doesn't strike. Have a strike.
I just got one.
Yeah.
Catcher, third base.
Brooks Robinson?
Nope.
Eddie Matthews?
Nope. Roy Campanella?
Yeah, I knew
for
that.
For God's sake.
Mike Schmidt?
Schmidt.
Alex Rodriguez.
So stupid. I got none on that. I'm very embarrassed.
Six. I'm
all right, happy. Shane, give us a big list here.
All right. You're going to love this one.
I love it.
Not. The Dolphins have played football in the same stadium with multiple renovations since 1987. It has had nine different names.
Lebo.
Did you see this
no.
on Twitter? Okay, go ahead.
Joe Robbie.
Correct. That was the first Enoch. One. Yep.
Orange Bowl.
Nope.
Did they recall?
Nope.
They didn't play there at all.
They did before.
No, he's talking about this stadium.
This stadium was built in 87.
Lebo.
How many
pro
names
player.
Oh, that's
pro, pro player what?
Park.
Correct. For a few weeks.
Lebo. Landshark.
Stadium, correct.
Wayne Huizenga Playground.
No.
Curtis, Hard Rock Stadium.
That's what it is yep. now, yeah. All right, now I'm lost.
There's five more.
I'm going to need some hints now.
Well, you were close.
One of them, did they just call it for a minute, just Dolphin Stadium?
Correct.
Okay, yeah. When they didn't have a sponsor.
Curtis.
Hold on a second. Did you say Dolphin? What did you say?
Dolphin Stadium.
Dolphins?
What do you want me to say?
I want you, what did you say?
I said what I said. He already gave me the
no,
damn ding.
To,
I'm not playing
you
it.
You have to he's tell me. It. Well, tell me what
got
it
one.
Are there two of them?
Tell me what he
Dolphin
says.
And Dolphins.
There you go.
Perfect. Okay. The both one,
one time it was called Dolphins Stadium. For a few weeks, it was called Dolphins.
Give me
Stadium.
Two on that one, boys.
So you got three more.
Curtis. Dolphin Park at Camden Yards.
Nope.
Curtis. Sun Life Stadium?
Sun Life.
Enoch. Larry Zonka Memorial.
Nope.
He's not dead, is he?
So huh? there's two more.
Yeah, he just Pete
just
killed
Larry
Zonka.
Give us some hints.
So you were close on one.
He's been dead inside for years.
It's named something slightly Zonka, different. I mean. The one you called, it was only named for a few weeks. The other, it was for well, 9 years.
Pro Player Stadium.
There you go. It was called Pro Player Park for a few weeks, right. Then changed
when
to Pro
Player
Stadium.
I thought Pro Player Stadium.
Jim gets
park,
his kick stadium.
There you go.
Nice.
There's one more. This was only named over the summer between Sun Life Stadium and Hard Rock Stadium in 16.
Oh, is this one of the things someone bought for a minute? Jimmy Buffett's got something to do with one of those things.
Landshark,
he was Landshark guy.
This one's pretty dumb, so you might not get it.
Well, this has all been great. What is it?
Nick
we don't
Bonacani's
new yeah. Miami Stadium.
Oh, the new what? Miami Stadium. You know what? But it wasn't new. That's terrible.
Go.
All right, what's our score right now, guys? Give me a little help here.
Pete was 7.
Uh-huh.
Todd, 18.
Yeah, 18.
Curtis has 9.
I had
Shane
a,
has
I have
2.
It right. Oh, he's got 15. Don't be funny.
I have 15. I wrote down.
I know, but they said you had 2.
Who said 2?
They're being mean to you, Shane, and I'm not going to stand for it.
Pete, we're getting
killed.
Pete,
what's our last question?
Okay, this is an easy one. Who wore number 6 before Bill Russell for the Boston Celtics?
Trick question.
Lebo.
It's not an easy one.
Easy.
Red Auerbach.
That's 2 for you. That's 2 strikes.
Stan Musial. No. He didn't say for the Celtics.
Number 6 for Bill Russell. Yeah, I meant for the Celtics, not San Francisco.
Yeah.
Or for anybody.
Not for St. Louis.
Six I don't know anyone's name. Cassie Russell.
yeah, I don't have any idea.
Lorenzo Cain.
We don't have it. Who is it?
This guy was not a named player. Tom Kelly.
Oh, TK. Yeah.
They didn't retire for him, though, did they?
No.
They
he
didn't do
get
it?
Traded to the St. Louis Hawks, either.
All right, so we have, I think the finals, or the score heading into Final Jeopardy is 18 for me,
Jesus.
9 for Curtis.
How'd you get 18?
15. I got the Miami Stadiums down. 15
oh,
for Shane
okay.
and 7 for Pete, right? All right, so that's our scores. Sense. Make your wagers accordingly, and we will go with the final category
I
of.
I should be lauded because I didn't have, I had 0 for a
you,
long
you
time.
You did a good job.
You, a nice
you were
comeback.
Firing in. It was great.
It was 7 in the last.
BCS football.
God, do I stink.
BCS football. This is right up your alley, Shane.
Right,
wager
yours.
It all, baby. We're going to get those wagers in, and we're going to play for that. Thanks so much to Jazz for sponsoring this, of course. And is this question by you or a listener?
It's by me. We had a couple entries. However, both of them had been rather recent winners, so they were not
okay.
eligible to win again.
And if you want to send us a final Chumperty question, you send it to Adam at 810WHB.com. If we use your question on the air, you're going to win a gift certificate from Jazz.
And I do want to say, the gentlemen, the two gentlemen who sent in their questions, they were very good, but we have rules on how
well,
often somebody can
win. We may save them for another day.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have a file in your emails.
They're
going to be there.
They're in my inbox. We'll use them. When the time is right.
Now remember, when you send the final Chumperty, and we need one answer, not these long lists. We want one answer for the final one. That's coming up next on the program.
All right, the Jazz into the hour answer. How many pitchers
Bill Snyder.
Since 1900.
This is just Curtis. He's changing here.
I've given up three homers in the first inning of a game twice in the same season.
Chief Bender.
Two. No,
how many?
Hoss Redburn.
It is two.
Yeah, nailed it. Jimmy Gavilan, who?
No, it's Garrett Cole, who did it this year.
Yeah.
Robin Roberts.
And the other was an eventual Royal, Brett Tomko.
Oh, Brett Tomko.
In 1999.
I think
more famous for having married a Playboy playmate.
I think I saw, you have to look this up, I saw Mark McGwire hit his 60th home run in 1998. And we went over to St. Louis on a Saturday, and I think he hit it off Brett Tomko. And he hit it in his first AB, and we're like, well, he's just going to take Brett Tomko deep like four times and didn't hit another one. I think it was Brett Tomko.
Was that the one that Could barely be cleared? Or
were
was
you
that
wise
no, that was the 62nd was the
were
one.
Were you
barely.
Wise
yeah,
to
62
then?
Barely.
Were you wise to him?
What, well, on the steroids or whatever?
Yeah, Lebo was taking that back
the whole time.
At that point, weren't you?
I don't know. But I'm pretty sure he had his 60th that Saturday against the Reds, and I think it was off Brett Tomko.
Well, I'm looking at Brett Tomko, and I'm guaranteeing you he would not have married a Playboy playmate
if he
had not
a pitcher.
Been a Major League Baseball player.
Yeah.
Bo Bilinski shedded playmates. I mean, he had so many of them, he could just
get rid of them. They're everywhere.
Yeah. Mamie Van Doren, et cetera.
He did okay for,
yes, he did.
For being
for
good
a
for a week.
Borderline ball
player. For being good for a week.
Yeah. And Koufax.
He was okay.
He wasn't bad, was he?
I struggled with the fastball.
You know what? And
he didn't really have any movement.
Years, he had a losing record.
I know. There's really no precedent for what.
I think moving to California helped that lad. But,
for what he did.
I'd like to see him play. I think he was a better basketball player. I'd like to see him play at Cincinnati.
Yeah, we just missed it by a few games. He hit number 60, and it was a little Saturday afternoon. It was nice. It was Dennis Reyes. It wasn't Tomko. Damn it.
It's a great story, Leaves.
It was a good story. I thought it was Tomko.
I'd forgotten that's what you were looking at. I was like, why are you staring at the computer?
Maybe
maybe
he hit another home run off Tomko. He might have hit another one that weekend or something. It had something to do with that.
How many did he end up with? 67?
70.
70. Yeah.
Who did he hit his 70th off of?
Well, I don't remember.
I think it was Chan Ho Park.
Was it?
Or maybe that was
Bonds
in 73.
Number 72?
He hit his 70th. Against Montreal.
Oh, wow.
That's
right. Because he had 65, and then he hit one on Friday, hit two on Saturday, and two on Sunday.
Who was Maris's 61st off? He played for the Royals.
Tracy Stallard?
Yeah, played for the Royals.
T-Stall. Okay, here we go for final Chumperty. The wagers are in. What is the question, Adam Dravetta?
Who was the first? A few teams did this, but who was the first team to play for in the BCS era to play for a national championship having not won their conference?
In the BCS era. All right. The BCS. Dollar signs. That's right. Dollar signs.
Dollar signs.
All right. Pete Enoch is up first with 700 points. How much did, $1. What's your answer? $1?
I'm not giving away anything here. let's see. I'm going to take Oklahoma.
That's a buzzer.
Nope.
So $6.99 for Peter Yates Enoch. Kurt Siebold.
I said Nebraska in 2001.
Ding, ding. Oh. And he wagered how much?
All of it.
All of it, $900 gets him up to $1,800. Up next is me, and of course I remember it was Nebraska in 2001, because we went out and I actually went out and got a truck backing up beep from a place on 40 Highway to play as a drop when we talked about Nebraska then, and I did wager it all, so I'm up to $2,600. I know Shane's got to know
you
this.
Take? You
I took Nebraska 2001. Shane has this written down. Come on, winner.
I put OU.
No, you didn't. What is wrong with you?
When K-State, I was thinking in
03, 2 years later.
Yeah.
Yep, I was thinking 03.
Nebraska didn't even win their
division. Didn't even win their division, yeah. Well,
so did you wager all of it?
We got it that I got it wrong.
So you got zero.
I wagered it all.
You went from first to fourth.
Yep.
From the penthouse to the outhouse.
That was fun.
How do you not remember that? Don't you hate Nebraska?
Colorado won the division, awesome, and then got beaten by Texas.
Obliterated Nebraska.
Big 12 title.
Colorado lost to beat Texas in the Big 12 title game. Nebraska gave up 6 touchdowns to Chris Brown on the Friday after Thanksgiving. Didn't make the title game. Oklahoma lost the next day to Oklahoma State. They didn't make the title game, so it ended up being Colorado and Texas. Colorado won, missed the BCS by like 0.01 to go play for the title. Nebraska went and played against a historically great Miami
team.
That's
the thing. You got to think, whoever was going was a sacrificial lamb to give the Hurricanes their national championship.
Yeah. And that was the first title game. There was a question a few weeks ago about the Rose Bowl. They played that in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Back to Bob Devaney. Nebraska
30
beat?
NFL players.
Devaney's first game.
First game he's ever coached?
First game he'd ever coached for Nebraska.
Kansas. I don't know.
It was South Dakota State. But
that's what I was going to say.
No, one thing here. Who was the last team not to sell out in Lincoln?
A Bob Devaney team?
Oh, wow.
No. Well, I mean, they played half of it.
Well, it was the 60s, right? Oh,
yep.
They'll not
who
sell
was the
out?
Last visitor not to sell
K-State.
Out? Nope.
South Dakota State.
Missouri.
Mizzou.
What year, 60-something?
62.
We kept their streak going.
We
kind
pack
of through,
them in, man.
People
will flock to see the Tigers.
People bought some tickets the last few years to keep that one going.
Did Clark Hunt have to buy out a few sections to get the games on TV, or is that am I confusing them with a different sellout
streak? That's a different sellout streak. Yeah, Nebraska, they were in jeopardy a couple of times a couple of years ago, and they got her done. But they got her done. So it looks like, let's do the totals here. I might have won, Shane. That's very disappointed that you didn't know that answer.
I know. I'm sad, too.
You should know that answer.
I thought it was
going
to be a troll job to you.
Nah.
Why would I? Who do you think I am, Shane?
He's just trolling Nebraska is what he was doing. It's better.
Trolling Lebo more.
He was giving you, put it up on a tee for you.
Well, I got it
wrong. You should hate Nebraska.
I don't like Nebraska.
Do you remember the Nebraska K-State game in 2001?
That was a particularly.
I don't remember that game very well. 2000, they won the game in the snow. It was a throw in the snow, right?
2001, I think it was like 45-35. That was the K-State team that was 6-5. They needed to beat Missouri at the end of the year to get to the Insight Bowl where Syracuse punched him in the mouth. Yeah. But I think they actually hung. I think they gave at least Nebraska a game.
And the smallest crowd ever to see a Nebraska bowl game was?
South Dakota State.
Bowl game.
I don't know, Pete.
62 versus Miami. The Gotham Bowl. Is that 893 people?
Did Nebraska make a bowl during the pandemic year? Because that would have probably been the smallest. Yeah.
It's been a
bit. Smallest.
They haven't made a bowl in a while.
It's been a minute.
It's been a run here. Yeah. Now we got Nebraska people mad. Send your emails to Shane Summers at 810WHB.com.
I'll join that. Nebraska stinks.
Bang. How about that?
Yeah. Me in there too, and I love Nebraska.
This will probably.
I love their bowl team. I used to. I that there. In 72, man, and I went down to that game in Norman.
Did you see the clip from where you were sitting on Johnny Rogers' punt return?
I didn't see the game from where I was sitting.
The frustrating thing about Nebraska being as bad as they are is I think in any sport, you know, pro, college, whatever, at any level in any sport, there are certain programs where when that team is good, the sport's better. And I'm not sure I don't think K-State or OU fans would agree with me here, but I think Nebraska is one of those programs.
Oh, Nebraska definitely
I think
is.
When they're good, I think college football is better.
Shane, what do you think about that?
I don't disagree with that.
I disagree with that.
I don't, but they were playing the Big Ten, I don't care. Whatever.
We don't need Nebraska
but they
being
don't
good.
Have it anymore. They can't get that aura in the Big Ten.
Maybe this is the year for Scott Frost to get her done.
They're going to a bowl this year. They're going to be 6-6.
You know, a nightmare scenario for Scott Frost is if they struggle again and Martinez just balls out in Manhattan. That is a nightmare scenario for Scott
Frost.
They
can still bring Tom Osborne back.
That'll be great.
He's still alive, isn't he?
Yeah.
Osborne, I think so.
Yeah. Bring him back.
Check Twitter. Make sure. Shane Summers, thank you for coming in and dominating and then falling apart at the end.
Yep. That's what I do.
You're the best, buddy. That's
Start
Shane
fast.
Summers
Shane's
bringing it in. Thanks so much for
man.
Playing Stump the Chumps. You brought the good questions.
He's tough.
And I want you to go back and read all about that Nebraska making in that and the BCS stories and how mad Gary Barnett was and everything. It was great.
Go back and read about Bob Devaney's rise.
Okay.
From do that.
Wyoming the Gotham Bowl.
To the
Nebraska.
Gotham Bowl.
Yep, Gotham Bowl.
Get her done. That's Stump
First
the Chumps.
Gotham Bowl, New York, 893 people strong.
You got headlines for us next. We're going all around the world next? Everywhere. Anything in America, it's at all foreign.
We got one in our neck of the woods, actually.
We got one of them coming close from Adam Dravetta. Welcome back into the program. Thanks so much to Shane Summers for stopping by and taking his beating. Really thought he would get that answer.
Shane's good at this game, though. He does
is
a nice
good.
Job. Yeah.
You got to be able to do it in the end.
But like
you know?
A lot of us, I mean, we're all kind of this. We all have our what we call our hot zone, you know, our strike zone.
That Miami-Nebraska game was the epitome of the Chris Rock grand opening, grand closing.
Yeah, it wasn't much. It really should have been a worse score than it was. That Miami team is unbelievable.
That Nebraska-Oklahoma game, they called it the game of the century, but I'm not too sure. You go back and look at that now, and some of those guys' arms were a little small. As Larry Jacobson, one of the great linemen in Nebraska history, I looked at his arms years later, and I said, well, this guy, I don't know about it. But, I mean, God, they had a lot of All-Americans in that game and everything. It was the game up until then.
Oh, it was a great game.
Was a great game.
That was a good one with great teams and a great score and, lots of stuff.
They were fantastic
teams. It's hard for games to live up to that. That was 71.
71. Oklahoma, Oklahoma really, to be honest with you, Oklahoma outplayed Nebraska in that game.
Right, it got cheated. Happens.
And one of the great.
Johnny Rogers had one of the great. Yeah. One of the great returns in history of college football.
Only two clips.
Which resulted in one of the greatest calls
great
ever.
Call. Yeah.
Lyle Bremser. I mean, just I mean, the 30, the 35, the 20. And when he says he's all the way home, and then he has two great lines back to back. He says, holy moly, man, woman, and child, did that put him in the aisle, which is great.
Yeah.
And then he says, Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore him loose from their shoes.
It was fantastic.
Just fantastic.
Then that Texas, I went to Texas, Oklahoma game or Texas,
Arkansas, right?
Arkansas game in '69. That was a tremendous ball game. It was good except for Nixon coming into the stadium.
So this last year, Oklahoma and Nebraska played. It was the 50th anniversary. That's why they got that thing scheduled. They'll play again this year up in Lincoln.
As historic as those two programs were, didn't it take like 10 or 11 years for them to play one another in a Big 12 title game?
Yeah, it was
I think
just 2010.
06 at Arrowhead.
Yeah, 06, yeah. And then they did it again in 10, yeah.
Which I have no feelings one way or the other about OU, but to see Dan Beebe have to give that trophy to Nebraska in 2010
would
have been
letting
pretty
Nebraska,
funny to me.
They
didn't,
stopped,
though, did
didn't
they?
Happen.
Didn't
stop,
happen.
Yeah, they stopped allowing Nebraska to have what used to be 65 general scholarships in addition to their football scholarships.
Right.
They said, no, wait a minute now. No, this isn't going to happen anymore. And so Nebraska, really, I looked one day, it was a long time ago, and I looked in the paper at the all Big 8 team. This was Big 8. It was Big 12, I'm sorry. There wasn't one Nebraska lineman on the all Big 12 team. I said, this is the start.
Mm-hmm.
This is when it starts. Because they had at least two linemen for 35 years on the all league team. And when they had none, I said, that's your key right there, because Nebraska, no lineman, no squad.
Yeah, we can talk about Oklahoma beating Nebraska in the Big 12 title games. I was there. It's great.
Yeah.
And Arrowhead was freezing cold. It was wonderful. And then it's no shame to lose to a wide receiver playing quarterback for Oklahoma. They lost down in 2010 in the final Big 12 championship game.
Well, I go down to see Oklahoma play Notre Dame in 57.
I want to talk about that game.
God, it took my dad. How far is it from Kansas City to Norman?
It's 300, almost 400 miles.
Okay, it took us 9 days. And my dad was pretty slow, but I mean, we got down there, and I said, Jesus Christ, what happened here? What happened to Oklahoma, my squad? I mean, in 56, they were the best team by far in the country. And then in 57, I mean, they had the greatest Jerry
Tubbs. We're talking about Oklahoma wins. We're not going to talk about that game. We're talking about how they beat
depressing.
Nebraska in those title games, and they sent them away.
Oklahoma was
Nebraska didn't have
good.
A very good record in the Big 12 title games.
They won.
They beat
Texas
7-99, but they lost in 96, and they lost in 06, and lost in 10, and they made a Big 10 title game, lost by about 50, and they
One time you could have made it a case for Oklahoma and Nebraska being parallel. But Oklahoma, really, in the long run, through the years, you got to give it to the Sooners.
I don't think there's any question about that, Pete. I agree with you.
Well, I agree.
take us around the world.
And I love Nebraska.
Let's start not far from here in Overland Park.
Oh, that's right here.
A roofing company in Overland Park tore off nearly every single shingle as they were changing the roof. That's what they do for a living. They took off every shingle on the roof before realizing this isn't the right house.
Oops.
I'm not saying a thing.
There's
too many roofers on this station.
The owner of the house rents it out for short-term guests, Airbnb-type stuff. the people, it was like 8:30 in the morning. The people were still sleeping. They woke up, called the owner, and said, somebody's on the roof and it's not Christmas. And the owner arrived to see the workers on the roof. The roofers did not believe him, so they continued to do their work. And only when they got a call from the guy with the dumpster, who had parked the dumpster at the correct location and said, where are you guys? When they actually believed him and said, oh, sorry, sir.
Wrong address, eh?
Wrong address.
On a terrace, not road, something like that?
I went to an estate sale one time in Fort Myers, and people were just buying great buys and everything. And then the week later, they had a picture in the paper of the people weren't even there that owned the house.
Oops.
So the estate sale, they sold everything.
James Gregory does a bit about the home sale, the house signs that say for sale by owner, and he goes, I want to see one that says for sale by neighbor. Like, they're out of town, they'll never know. Hell yeah, we'll sell it to you. We're going to move on to...
I guess they'll get a free roof out of that.
I think, it was made right by the roofing company. We're going to go across the pond now to England, where a man in his 30s, he and his wife went to a music festival for 5 or 6 days. They needed someone to watch their Great Dane, and so he hired his mother.
That's a big job.
She came, stayed at the house, watched the dog, et cetera, et cetera. To his dismay, when they returned, she had repainted their entire house, stolen some things, and replaced most of their photos with pictures of herself.
How was the dog?
I think the dog was fine.
That's good.
So she did that part well.
The roof okay?
Was she related to him?
His mother.
Again,
yeah, it might not have been her.
Wow.
Could have been somebody else.
So, I don't know. Do you ever get guilted by, do moms ever guilt their kids when they move out? You don't have enough pictures of me around, so she just hung a bunch of pictures of herself and decided this paint job ain't doing it. So.
Wow.
Let me help you out, son.
That's wild.
Thanks, Mom.
That feels like one of those where the mom would get distraught. She wouldn't understand why he was upset. I did it out of love.
I never liked this color.
Yeah.
I'm painting this. These pictures. These.
Yeah, it depends on what the paint
I don't
job
need
was.
I don't need the mother-in-law pictures up there. Put my pictures up.
Glad the dog didn't leave.
Probably want to.
Apparently, it wasn't even finished. They were just, according to the story, this is from the Mirror, by the way, they were just paint streaks all over the way. It wasn't even the job.
Not well done.
Let's go now to Long Island.
Long Island.
Where a series of shark attacks are being blamed on apparently the sharks confusing human feet with fish.
That's what they say. You're scared. They're looking for a meal. And...
The older sharks are a little more docile and less likely to attack humans. The younger sharks are just hungry and out to get some food, and they're swimming fast, and they see something that they think's a fish. Turns out it's a foot, and that's not much consolation for the person who loses their foot. But
I didn't mean it, sir.
How do they know the shark is confused?
They asked him.
That's a good point.
He tweeted about it afterwards.
I mean, that's the old Chris Rock thing about
their lawyer
know,
put out a
Siegfried
statement.
Siegfried and Roy saying, you know, that tiger didn't go crazy. That tiger went tiger. That shark wasn't confused. That shark was a shark.
It was a shark.
Yeah, he knew what it was.
Have you seen
sharks?
Jaws?
Don't want to eat people. They want to eat.
Oh
fish.
Yes, they're notorious.
Allegedly,
vegans.
To answer your question, Curtis. Allegedly, they believe this to be true because it's all younger sharks, and there is a tiger shark nursery. Not far from there.
An old shark like Pete would never.
Pete, would you ever eat a human foot?
I've tried.
Would you ever?
Boy. All right,
just move
along.
Next
right.
story.
Yeah, we're going to go on.
Next story.
I should have asked. That was my fault.
You stepped in that.
I put that on a tee for Pete, and that was my fault.
Why would you even lift the lid on that box?
Oh, we're going to move on.
Just a nibble.
All right. A card collector. Yes. A card collector is trying to sell a youth baseball card of somebody you've all heard of, but not because of his sporting prowess. You have any guesses as to who it is?
Is this like a Justin Timberlake or something?
No.
Am I in the right vein?
Camp counselor Ali Tarantino has a youth baseball card of Mark Zuckerberg.
Really?
Founder
little
of Facebook, CEO of Meta. He apparently received the card from Zuckerberg about 30 years ago because Zuckerberg gave it to him as a parting gift on the last day of camp, which if I were a camp counselor, I'd be a little, I think that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
But. Anyway, the card apparently alleges, Mark, you want to guess what Zuckerberg's alleged batting average was according to that card?
600.
920.
920. That's Little League scoring where everything's a hit.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, speaking of cards, KC Cards and Collectibles tomorrow morning, 8 to 10. I'll be there in Lee's Summit.
That's a professional transition. Wow.
Absolutely. KC Cards and Collectibles in Lee's Summit. Come by. I got tickets.
Have they got a Wagner out there?
I'm going to go see if they got a Zuckerberg out there. That sounds like the one.
Bonus would be nice.
Get the Zuckerberg. We'll be out there from 8 to 10 tomorrow morning. I'll be giving away a lot of tickets to the 100-year celebration. So come check us out. KC Cards and Collectibles in Lee's Summit. Back behind Johnny Ray's over by the Jumpin' Catfish. Pete, thanks so much for coming by.
All right, Todd.
I'm glad you didn't finish last today. You beat Shane.
Oh, God, I just stink at this game.
You don't stink at this game.
You guys are way too good.
Your strategy of betting a dollar at a time is paying off.
The strategy's been working.
Fast answers aren't my fort, as it's pronounced.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
It's not
what
forte.
Royal and Red Sox forte had three letters in his first and last name?
Ted Play Williams.
Loudly. Joe Foy.
Oh, Joe Foy.
Giving you the hints. God.
Doug Williams, Lou Boudreau,
Lou Lau.
All right, Roger Clemens is 60 today. Who's the only Royal to homer off Clemens twice? Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.